Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paplin here, and welcome to what episode is this? Oh, episode 767. Sorry, got a little off kilter there. But anyway, thank you so much for being here today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. It's the end of the year, guys. Come on, give me a break. Okay, now here's today's question from Steven.
Hey, Pat, it's Steven here with MountainFreshMedia.com. I'm wondering, what do you suggest for companies to promote their business locally? Often we hear SEO tactics about how to get promoted in general on the web, but what if you were, say, a doctor or a lawyer or a dentist or something that where it's more a local type business where you're not expecting internet traffic, but you want to get local traffic? What do you recommend then for local businesses to increase their web presence and get more clients in the door? Thanks for all you do.
Hey, Steven, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. And in full disclosure, I do not have a, quote, local business. I don't have like a dentistry or a chiropractic business or a massage place or, you know, any of those types of things. But I know a lot of people who do have those, and I've read a lot about what works and what doesn't. So I'm going to give you as much information as I can that I know is going to be helpful, probably sort of the things you should absolutely be doing. I mean, there's probably a billion things you can do, but obviously because of that, there's a lot of noise, but hopefully this stuff will be right up your alley for helping you with your local business. Now, even though we don't expect online traffic, you kind of do. I mean, you had mentioned we want foot traffic rate, right? We want people coming in the door, but oftentimes people first find out about us, even our local businesses online. And there's a few great ways to do that. I would definitely optimize for local search. You might have noticed before that when you type things into Google, like Italian restaurant, it's going to show the Italian restaurants in your area because that's going to be most helpful to you. So there are a lot of tools that you can use to optimize for local SEO. I'm not going to get into that right now, but just look up local SEO in Google and there'll be some good, fantastic advice for helping you get on those directories, getting on a map, for example. I know a lot of businesses, actually some of my friends own physical businesses that have yet to be something that could be found on a Google map, which is not good. So you definitely want that, all those kinds of things to happen. Another thing you should pay attention to is Facebook ads. So Facebook ads are great because you can get highly locally targeted, and you can then start to get leads that way. Now, you do want those to actually, you do want them to be trackable and measurable. I think a big mistake that a lot of people use is they try to get traffic on Facebook, whether it's local or not, to a landing page, and then from there, hopefully get signups or just, again, hopefully get people to come and buy their product. And that word, hopefully, is not what you want to work on. You want to go with something that does work or does not work so you know where to move on next. And so for that particular strategy, one thing you want to do is see if you can collect actual leads, whether that's emails or for local businesses and maybe phone calls, and that's how you would know. So, for example, a dentist could promote to his or her local area. And on that landing page, after people click through, maybe there's a phone number. And you call that phone number and you set up an appointment. And on that particular offer, there's a special deal for people who get that appointment booked through Facebook. So that could just that's just a very general thing. But that could be, you know, what's nice about that is like, hey, we don't offer this deal anywhere else. But since you're here on from Facebook and you found us there, we'd like to offer your first visit free, or, you know, give you a free karate lesson if you're a karate studio for what, you know, physical training or whatever it is. So that's another thing that you could pay attention to. So local SEO for your local search optimization, and then also local SEO. That's different than local search optimization in terms of what I mentioned earlier, like being the first to pop up because it's a local area. There's also keywords that you should be paying attention to as well. Metadata that is specifically for your type of business in your area. So you'd want to think about what people might be typing in related to what it is that you have to offer. So it could be the location, but maybe there's different ways to describe your location. Maybe there's different sectors of the city that you serve, or different nicknames for the city that you can also optimize for. Because people aren't just typing Italian restaurants. Sometimes they're typing South Hill Italian restaurants, or they're typing downtown, whatever city name, cheap or maybe specific dishes that you offer, for example, or, you know, things like that. So you can optimize for those things that people are searching for beyond just what it is that you offer on the higher level. Another thing that's really important is Yelp. Sites like Yelp, which have reviews, you know, word of mouth is great, but people want to know that they're going to a place that's awesome. So there's sites like Yelp. Yelp is great for all kinds of businesses. There's other ones for specific kinds of businesses. I think, was it AngelList? Or no, not AngelList. There's one specifically for contractors. Like, I think it's Angie's List, not AngelList. That's for startups and stuff. Angie's List. So you can find local contractors there. And if you can get set up there and get people to leave reviews for you, you're going to have more social proof. People are going to be more likely to go to you because of that word of mouth. And then also just word of mouth in general. When people are at your place, you know, treat them like gold. And when you do that, when you make them feel special, they're going to bring their friends. And so those are just some quick higher level things that you can think about. There's also a lot of great websites that offer tips for local SEO and, or excuse me, local brick and mortar businesses as well. But again, I think those are the few things that you definitely want to focus on. You can also get a little bit more advanced with some things like retargeting. So customer databases. I think that those all play a big role. You can also get a little bit into direct mail for, you know, sending postcards and little offers and things here and there. Playing into the seasons as well. Works really good for local businesses. So keep those things in mind, Stephen. I hope that helps, and I want to wish you all the best. Thank you so much for your question. I want to send you an Ask Pat teacher for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you, and here's a quote to finish off the day by Steve Jobs. He says, "Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower." Keep innovating, everybody. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.